Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, welcome. On behalf of the Attica Central School District, Board of Education, and public schools in New York, we are here to welcome Senator Schumer. The 2019-20 school year was unlike any other school year we have ever experienced. We had completed nearly three quarters of the school year when the directives to close were given. On Tuesday, March 10th, 2020, we held our annual Band in the Round concert here at the school. This week was supposed to be a shortened week for the students as we had a professional development day scheduled for Friday for the teachers. On Saturday, March 14th, we were directed to close by the Wyoming County Department of Health. On Wednesday, March 18th, Governor Cuomo declared a state of emergency and directed us to remain closed until further notice. Thursday, March 12th, turned out to be our final day of in-person instruction. We finished the year via remote instruction, practicing social distancing and wearing PPE in order to control the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Schools across New York State met the challenges of providing instruction remotely, providing meals, and assisting essential workers with childcare needs. For most of us, we were not prepared or had budgeted for a pandemic. While it is true we have emergency plans to respond to a variety of situations, no one expected the closure to last the remainder of the school year. As we prepare for the 2021 school year, we all want to open and provide an educational program that will enable our students to find success upon graduation. We have been tasked with developing plans for reopening in the fall. We must have contingencies for direct instruction, hybrid instruction, remote instruction, provide meals for our students, provide transportation, and be able to pivot from any of these formats as the conditions change. We learned a lot from our experiences over the 3.5 months from March 18th through the end of the school year, and will we use this experience to guide us in 2021. One of the key things that we are acutely sensitive to and aware of is that public schools in New York State are facing a potential reduction in New York State aid of 20%. We also learned that through remote learning, the need for technology and infrastructure to support devices in rural areas exacerbated our challenge to provide remote instruction. Many districts had lack of devices, and many families, faculty, and communities lacked actual broadband high-speed internet. Our families, students, and teachers shared with us the limitations of the Wi-Fi in our district. From our experience, we were able to determine that cable service worked best as it allowed for multiple devices to be used simultaneously. Cell phone plans were used extensively, and although labeled unlimited plans, they truly were not. Only one device could be used in most instances, and once a cell phone plan had used the allotted amount of gigabytes per month, the service was throttled down. Internet Wi-Fi signal strength was impacted by topography in Wyoming County. Families being on high hills or in valleys had limited or no internet connectivity. Hotspots or MiFis will not help these families as the signal does not reach those areas. Attica Central School opened our systems for families to access the internet from our parking lots, and this fall we will have one-to-one devices for grades K through 12. Wow. Districts that purchased hotspots and Wi-Fis found the monthly service charge to be very expensive, and this was something that we did not budget for. In preparing for the fall, I've done a few calculations on expenses for PPE and strategies for keeping our facilities safe and clean. In regards to masks, I have approximately 1,200 students in my district, 250 employees. I will need approximately 1,500 masks per day. There's 180 days in the school year. That equals a need of 270,000 masks. And at 55 cents a mask, which is the lowest quote that I've seen in the last few months, this amounts to $145,000 for the year for masks alone. In addition, we will also have to provide the following: hand sanitizer, cleaning supplies. We're going to have to take extra steps in order to remediate and clean areas as the students leave. We may need additional staff to meet these guidelines for transportation runs and for students. And we served 87,000 meals from March through June to our community. We will need assistance in staffing and revenue to continue to provide this level of service for our students. With that being said, I would like to welcome Senator Schumer is here to address these highly complex issues that we will need help with. Many of our communities, including Attica, cannot withstand a 20% reduction in New York State aid and meet the mandates to open safely. Without further ado, Senator Schumer.
Thank you, Bryce. That's how we shake hands these days. Okay. Well, thank you, Bryce Thompson, and thank you for that outstanding enumeration of these problems our schools here in Attica and throughout Western New York, whether it be a city school district, whether it be a suburban school district, or whether it be a rural school district. There's lots and lots of problems and new expenses that have to be met. And I want to first welcome the many people who are here. First, I hope everybody is safe. My little bit of medical advice, I'm not a doctor, but I talk to a lot of doctors. It's still a good idea to take your temperature in the morning and the evening. It's not foolproof, but if you get a little bit of a fever, you call your doctor and you'll know something might be the matter. It probably isn't, but that's a good idea. I do it every morning and every night. So does my wife, so do my children, so do my in-laws, so does everybody. My 18-month-old grandson does not do it yet, but other than that, the whole family is doing it. Okay, so anyway, I want to thank everyone who's here. We have a large number of people here. I'm probably going to leave a few out. Maybe you can name yourselves. But I want to thank again Bryce Thompson, the superintendent of Attica Central School District. We also have, and please raise your hand when I call on you, Brian Fugel. He's the president of the Attica School Board. Brian? There you are. Thank you. Brian Keel, the town supervisor of Attica. Thank you. We have Jerry Davis. Whenever I come to Wyoming County, and as you know, I'm still visiting every county every year, despite COVID, I always get a great greeting from the members of the Board of Supervisors, and I want to thank Jerry Davis for the great job he does. He's not only chair of the Board of Supervisors, but he is also the supervisor of Covington, town of Covington. So thank you, Jerry. Patrick Burke, who's the executive director of the Genesee Valley School Board Association, and Kevin McDonald, who's the district superintendent for Genesee Valley BOCES. That has 24,000 students in 22 school districts in Genesee, Livingston, Steuben, and Wyoming counties. Cynthia Appleton, who's a Village of Warsaw trustee. And is Berwanger here? I didn't see him behind his mask. Oh, it says he's on the list. He usually comes, and we have a good time. But he's the town of Arcade supervisor, but he couldn't make it today. But he's okay, right? Okay, good. Who else is here? Should we, anyone else want to raise their hand and tell me who you are? No. We have many unnamed but very helpful people to this school district and the school districts here in Western New York. Okay. But anyway, thank you all for coming. But more importantly, thank you all for the good work you do. Educating our kids, I'm going to keep talking this way, but I'm really, educating our kids is one of the most important things that we can do. If you're a parent, you know that. If you're a child, you know that. If you're a leader in the country, you know it, because the future of our country is having well-educated kids. And the schools in western New York and here in Wyoming County as well have been known to do a very good job of that. But of course, the COVID crisis has made it much, much, much more difficult. And that's the number one thing, is we're in the mid of summer. Schools doesn't start too long from now. Every teacher, every parent, every student, and everybody, businesses, are asking, are the schools going to open, and can they open safely? I think the vast majority of people throughout America and here in Western New York want the schools to open, but they want it to be safe. Safe for the kids, safe for the teachers, safe for those who work in the schools, and safe for even if the kids, younger kids, may not be susceptible to succumbing to COVID, they can spread it to their parents, grandparents, and others. So we all need safety. And so I am here to tell you we can reopen the schools, but only if we do it safely. And today I'm here at Attica to announce that I'm pushing a plan that will deliver a giant sigh of relief to the folks behind me and many others, because it will provide federal funds to deal with the huge number of expenses that was mentioned by our great superintendent. And we can do it. Without federal funds, it'll be a huge burden to open schools safely. And school administrators and teachers will be in a real dilemma. Well, I want the kids to learn. We all know that learning is better in person, but I want to make sure they're safe and I'm safe. Well, there's a way to have our cake and eat it too, in a certain sense, by the federal government stepping up to the plate and providing the funds. The state can't do it. The state is short of money. We have another part of the bill we're proposing that would give the state all the money it needs. And if that passes, don't let them tell you they can cut school aid, because they can't. Okay? If we get them the $37 billion that's in the bill that passed the House, he'll have enough money not to cut school aid or local aid, Mr. Chairman, to the counties, which you know I've always fought for. Okay. So that's the bottom line. What kind of expenses? Well, the superintendent just mentioned one expense, masks. To be safe, you need a new mask every day. He mentioned that it would cost over $150,000 to supply everyone with a new mask every day, the kids, the teachers, the people who work here. But there are many other expenses. There's PPE. If you're going to do distance learning and keep the kids a certain amount of feet apart, you may have to build barriers and other kinds of things like that. Transportation costs will get greater. And many school districts, I'm not sure here in Attica, have decided they can open, but they want to create classrooms out of the gym and out of the lunchroom. So there's more room. Some schools may have to go on separate shifts. That's longer hours. That's new transportation costs. So there are so many costs. And our school districts here in Western New York need this money quickly. And there's one other thing that's needed, particularly in the more suburban and rural areas, and that's broadband. And the bill that we're talking about deals with that as well, because it's essential. And so let me just say, that's why we need to pass something called CSERA. It is the COVID relief bill that I am a sponsor of, and I'm pushing to be part of the COVID-4 package. It would provide $175 billion nationally to K-12 schools, and an additional $4 billion for laptops, hot tablets, hotspots, broadband, which you mentioned, Mr. Superintendent. As for the valleys and the places where they can't get broadband, we do have a proposal, but that's going to have to wait a bit, that every home should have broadband and the federal government should make it happen. Like Franklin Roosevelt said, every house should have electricity, every rural home. We Senate Democrats have proposed that every rural home get broadband. And if we have a big infrastructure bill, that'll be part of it. So then you won't have the valley problem or the mountain problem. But in any case, this bill provides additional money for laptops, tablets, hotspot broadband that our kids can use, because they can do it. So if there's no federal dollars, it'll be like nails on a chalkboard. Schools will be faced with the dilemma of how do they open safely when they don't have the resources, the significant expenses to do it. It's estimated that the average school district here in Wyoming County it's probably going to cost them about $500,000 in new costs just to open up, the average school. So it's significantly expensive. We don't want the taxes to go up. I don't think the taxpayers or the county chairman would want that. And we want to open our schools. The Buffalo News recently reported, by the way, that 40,000 students in Western New York are getting left behind because they don't have the broadband, the technology, or internet access, which is so needed by remote learning. And even if the school opens up, it still may need to do some forms of remote learning. Is that right, Mr. Superintendent? And so we need that, and this bill provides money for that as well. Wyoming schools went out of their way. They purchased internet hotspots, but it costs about $8,000 a month to operate. That's $100,000 a year. And so that's what we have to do. I did get some money in the CARES Act, the COVID-3 bill that passed for our school districts, but it was only Wyoming County. Attica got $164,000. We did make sure that money did not go through the state, because when they get their sticky fingers on it, you never see it. And in the aid bill that we're proposing, the money would go half to the states and half to the localities directly. So, Chairman, you would get money directly as well, but that's a different issue. CSERA will provide $430 billion nationally. As I said, $175 billion in direct aid for K-12 schools, $130 billion for our colleges and universities so they can open. They have similar dilemmas. And $4 billion to provide students with internet hotspots and computers. Under my plan, Attica would receive about $2.1 million in direct aid, which should cover all of your expenses. And it's a good bill, and we're not trying to cut corners here, because we don't want to cut corners when it comes to health or educating our kids. So he shouldn't have to make a choice, our school superintendent. Well, how about masks? But then we can't keep people 6 feet apart. Or keep people 6 feet apart, and then we can. You should be able to do all the things that are necessary to keep the schools safe. Wyoming schools under this bill, if it passed, would get about $21 million. The GLOW region would get $73 million. And Erie County, including City of Buffalo and many of the suburban school districts, would get hundreds of millions of dollars. So this bill will take the problem, will solve the problem. What is the timing? I know our reporters always ask that question. When we get back to Washington next week, we're doing a COVID-4 relief bill, and this must be part of it. We have bipartisan support. This is not a not a partisan issue. Leader McConnell has not said he'd be for this yet. My guess is if he puts it on the floor, I guarantee that it'll pass. The majority leader has the power to put a bill on the floor. But there's people, Democrats, Republicans, independents from all over America saying we need this bill. And I'm very hopeful we can get it done so that districts like Attica, counties like Wyoming, and all of Western New York schools can open in September or late August, whenever they open, safely, for the students, for the teachers and workers in the schools, and for the families of the kids who go to school and make sure that they don't bring anything, a virus, back home. With that, is there someone else speaking, Chris? Okay. So any of you anonymous people want to make a speech? Okay, good. I'll come say hello in a few minutes. Questions from the media. Well, it's in this bill. So if this bill passes, there's $4 billion. And look, what COVID has done is it's shown us lots of problems in our society. Broadband was always a problem, but when kids can't show up at school and need to learn distantly, as Superintendent said, it makes the need for broadband so much the greater. So we want to strike while the iron is hot and take advantage of that and get it done. In the $1 trillion infrastructure plan that Senate Democrats have proposed, which won't happen until I become majority leader, God willing, which will be in January, we provide $60 billion for every rural home to get broadband. That won't happen until after that.
And then with the PPP, you had mentioned that it's $2.1 million coming in to Attica.
Yes.
How much would it be for all of the schools in New York State, or maybe federally?
Federally, it's $175 billion. And New York will get over $10 billion. And it's expensive. You heard the, you know, I'm glad the superintendent outlined the cost. Some people think, oh, you know, oh, it's a few masks. It is not a few masks. The expenses are enormous. But what's more important than the health and education of our kids and our communities? And by the way, you know who else is for our bill? The business community. Because if the parents have to stay home because the kids have to stay home, the businesses suffer. So you have broad support for this proposal. It's generous. But we've never had a crisis like this in the history of America.
Do you think support is going up because of what's happening?
Yes. Yes, support is going up. There were some who said, ah, the federal government shouldn't spend money. Mitch McConnell originally said, let the states and localities go bankrupt. Everyone's backed off that. Kentucky doesn't want to go bankrupt.
Are you getting concerned about the amount of debt we're bringing up, though?
There is a serious amount of debt. There's no question. And we have to deal with it. But let me just say this. It will be a lot worse if we don't. The problem will get worse and the debt will get greater if we do nothing. Inaction is not a solution. Okay? We'll take an off topic, yes. And Channel 2 is on their way here, and I said I'd wait, but is he showing up? Hi, Bob. We'll repeat this for you in a few minutes. So don't rush. Bob, you didn't have to get dressed up for us for this.
So, do you think the second stimulus package will happen?
I do. Well, we want a generous package. Well, we don't have a proposal. The House has passed a bill. We Senate Democrats support the House bill. This proposal will be added to it in the Senate, and I think it will have good success for the schools. Leader McConnell has said now, at first he said he didn't want to do a bill. Now he says he wants to do a bill. He hasn't said how big and broad, but we're going to fight for a big, broad bill that aids the localities, you know, like the county of Wyoming, like the village of Attica. Attica's a village or a town?
Village.
A village of Attica in the town of?
Town of Attica.
It's Covington. Oh, it's both, okay. But it will support all the localities. And I'm optimistic we'll get it done. The question is how generous it will be. I don't think we can cut corners when we have such a great crisis here.
Do you think people should expect to get another round of the stimulus check, like $1,200?
Well, that's one of the things that both sides seem to agree on. He said he might go for it. Might.
Okay. He's been talking a lot about liability protection. I mean, do you think that's important?
No, liability issue, there's been fight about that in Congress for decades, you know. Do you give the people more right to sue, less right to sue? That shouldn't stand in the way of this, and I don't think it will. This is too important. This is the biggest health crisis we've had in 100 years since the flu, Spanish flu of 1919 or 1920. It's the biggest economic crisis we've had since the Great Depression. So this calls for dramatic and strong action.
You think it'll be a lower income bracket kind of thing?
Yes. Well, it was at 75,000. We don't know yet. We don't know. We would keep it at the 75. I would, and the Senate Democrats would, but the Republicans haven't said what they're going to do yet.
Okay. Your bill adds to that existing bill that is proposed by the
House passed a bill, but this education proposal came up later, and we'd add it to it. Yes. Well, even, you know, they said schools shouldn't open, I think, if it's 5% disease in testing. But they can't open unless they have the dollars. Listen to what the superintendent said. So they'd be allowed to open, but they don't want to open unsafely. Okay. Yeah, I think it should go, no. I'm worried about politicization. I am worried about politicization of numbers. We should look at the numbers in the science. The CDC is a scientific agency. They don't mess around with the numbers. It should go to them. Okay, let me say a few words for you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I'll just repeat myself, and then we're finished, and I'll go say hello to the folks. Okay, so one of the big questions, everybody, are you ready to go, Jerry? Great. Okay. One of the big questions that everybody is asking is, can schools open in September? And the answer is, we should have the schools open, but they should open safely. Safely for the students, safely for the teachers and workers in the schools, and safely for the parents and grandparents of the kids, because if they bring COVID home, even if it doesn't affect them, it might affect people of older age. And the way to do that is provide the dollars. There are huge expenses to open a school safely. Our superintendent here mentioned that it will cost $150,000 alone to provide every student and every teacher with a mask in 180 days per year of school. PPE equipment, building barriers, new transportation, and then there are large costs for broadband in rural areas like Wyoming County. So all these expenses are enormous, and the school district just doesn't have the money. In addition, the state is cutting school aid. They didn't cut it last time because we got some money in the budget, and hopefully we'll get money in this proposal that they won't have to cut it again, but right now they are. So there is no question. The way to solve this problem, in my judgment, and in the judgment of many in the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, is for the federal government to provide school districts like Attica, like all of those in Wyoming County, like all of those in Western New York, with the dollars they need for the masks and the PPE. Many schools want to take their gyms and lunchrooms and convert them to classrooms so they can have greater distance when the students sit. That costs money. Transportation costs money. The transportation might be a little different. Maybe you can't fit everybody on one bus at one time. And then there's the cost of broadband, which is very large here. And all of this would be in the proposal we have made called SACERA. And it would provide $175 billion to schools across the country. Attica School District would get, here, I'll get you the numbers here. Attica would get $2.1 million under this plan. Wyoming County schools would get $21 million. The GLOW counties, Genesee, Livingston, Ontario, and Wyoming would get about $73 million. And Erie County would get in the hundreds of millions for the city of Buffalo and all the suburban school districts. And if we had these dollars, our schools could open up safely and on time. But we need to do it fast. Congress goes back next week. We have both Democratic and Republican support for this proposal called SACERA, and I'm going to fight like the Dickens to make sure it happens, because nothing is more important than the education and health of our kids and our communities. And this bill would allow us to actually have both, to educate the kids in school and to be safe in the schools, because all the preparations could be done and paid for. One other point. The business community is very eager for this bill. Because if schools don't open, parents have to stay home and can't go to work. So that's a big problem as well that would be solved by this proposal. I am hopeful we can get this done. It has bipartisan support. Well, let him do one first, okay? If this bill passes, there will be enough money to do this. It's a bill that doesn't skimp, but when it comes to our kids' health and education, we shouldn't skimp.
And the next question would be, what would your plan to get money to districts before they reopen or later in the school year?
No, we would try to pass this bill in the next 2-3 weeks
and
make the money available immediately.
I think you talked about this before, but what district costs would be covered?
I talked about that. Yeah. Okay, great. It could either pass separately, apart from the stimulus plan. And Leader McConnell has said we have to deal with our kids. He said that vaguely, so that's good. And or it could pass as part of the large COVID bill that passed the House, which has lots of things in it, including aid to localities and aid to the state. So then the state wouldn't have to cut school funding or funding to the counties as it might have to do now. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your being here, and let's hope we can get this done. And stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.